Do you want to raise a blooming child? A blooming child is a balanced child. A balanced child is a child who is growing holistically. For a blooming child to emerge, there must be an evolving parent. An evolving parent is a parent who is involved in his or her child's learning and who understands that education should prepare a child for life. In the last episode, I talked about the five major domains of development. They are physical development, cognitive development, language development, emotional development, and social development. Today, I'll be talking about holistic development. Now, what is holistic development? Holistic development is a practical approach to a comprehensive learning system where all the areas of development are supported and taken into consideration. It is the development of intellectual, language, emotional, physical, and social development in a child so that he or she is capable of facing the demands and challenges of everyday life. Holistic development focuses on all the areas of development, and it focuses on the total child, the whole child, not an aspect of the child. This helps to raise a balanced child. Conventional educational and learning systems aim at the development of intellectual capabilities only. Holistic growth aims at the development of a total child. Schools must ensure that the school curriculum is integrated with various activities that aids the development of a child holistically. Parents have a role to play in the development of their children. It can't be left to the teachers alone. Let's talk about the benefits of holistic development or education. 1. There will be long-term results. Children will learn because they want to know, not just because they want to pass an exam. They won't be learning for the moment. They will be learning because they are interested in learning. 2. It makes learning fun and thoughtful. 3. It encourages learners to think. 4. It promotes independence. 5. It promotes creativity and self-development. So how can we support the child's holistic development as parents and as teachers? 1. Understand child development. We've talked about child development. Understanding the developmental milestone will make you know what the child should be doing, the ability of the child, and the milestones. 2. Ask open-ended questions. Don't ask children questions they just say no or yes. Ask them questions that will give them opportunity to express themselves. This will promote cognitive thinking. It helps language development as well. It is better than asking questions that require a yes or no answer. 2. Build strong and trusting relationships. Children engage and communicate better with people they trust. Listen to them when they talk. Read to and with them. Talk to them. Be there for them. Three, create an engaging and inviting environment. How do you do that? 1, plan your home around them and include your children in your plans. Make them feel like they matter. Make them feel like they belong in the environment. When designing their room, make sure everything in their rooms are child-sized. Let them live in the present and not in the future. Their learning spaces should be child-sized too. Creative play is also very important. buy them engaging toys, not toys that you like, but toys that are engaging and manipulative. Make sure their furniture around the home are child-sized. 4. Identify the child's interest. Identifying the child's interest and turning it to a learning opportunity is very important. For example, if your child is interested in cars, do your research and help the child learn about cars, buy books on cars, read stories to the child about cars. This will make learning fun for the child. 5. Plan holistic activities. Holistic activities are activities that involve skills in all areas of development. 6. Teach rather than correct. It is better to teach children than to correct them. When you teach a child a concept and they still make mistakes, it simply means they do not understand. So instead of correcting them and yelling at them, it is better to reteach the concept all over again. 7. Encourage creativity. 8. Repeat activities as many times as possible. Thank you for listening. I hope you learned something. Evolve is signing out. See you next time. Bye.